introduction and also for the opportunity to present my paper, One Image All Over the World, Analyzing Blue Marble's Meanings. I would like to take you with me on a journey, and we will leave Earth and look on it from above. We realize its curvation and finally get the idea of our planet as a sphere. At a certain distance, Earth is shrunken to the size of a marble. This aerial view gives you the possibility to distance yourself from the Earth. With this perspective, you can gain overview over interrelations and interdependencies. Donna Haraway names the so-called Apollonian view a trick of an all-knowing God that assumes to be neutral. This implicates that this overview is related to power too. This notion of power in relation to Earth is hundreds of years old, and it is visualized, for example, on a coin of the Roman Empire. One side depicts a portrait of Licinius II, an emperor of the eastern part of the Roman Empire during the 4th century of the Common Era. On the other side, Jupiter holds a terrestrial globe. He is the main god of the Roman Empire. The Globus Crucica of the Holy Roman Empire descends from the conception of the globe as a sign of authority. This representation on the slide on the right side stems from the 11th century and depicts Heinrich III, who is carrying an orb. This connotation as a sign of power is not the only concept which has been attributed to Earth for centuries. In my paper, I will argue that in every meaning attributed to Earth, you can find a connotation of power too. In the beginning, it was power over an empire. Today, you can find implications about various forms of power over individuals, claimed, for example, by enterprises or newspapers, or news agencies. And in arguing so, I will use the Earth. I will use images of the Earth, which I have encountered during my research, in my daily life, during excursions, or while browsing in the internet. Methodically speaking, my approach can be described with a figure from Walter Benjamin, the flaneur. In being a kind of detective and strolling around, I search traces of Earth pictures and the connected meanings. The sample of pictures is by no means all-compassing. But still, I think I can give a glimpse on where you can find Earth pictures or the term whole Earth, blue marble, and Earthrise, how the pictures and terms are used, and how it is graphically done, and which meaning the producers want to evoke. For me, pictures are not pure reproductions of reality, but rather representations of our imagination. Therefore, they can show the meanings which their producers and distributors put and still put in an image of the globe. Earth is both starting point and part of a semantic field which can illustrate in a very impressive way power and holistic views. Yeah, the same like in the two presentations before. Earth images have existed for centuries. Since the beginning, different layers of meanings were added to this image, like imperialistic, colonialistic, religious, economic, and communitarian ones. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, a new technique allowed people to discover Earth in a new way. Astronauts in the spaceship took pictures of the planet. Two NASA photographs of the Earth, titled Earthrise and Blue Marble, became famous and gained worldwide recognition. At the same time, David Kuchenbuch argues, the term one world gained more importance. During the early 1970s, the already existing meaning of one world to share got connected to the new meaning one world only. This development was interwoven with a new mode of showing Earth and conveying these meanings by depicting Earth. Subsequently, the distribution of Earth images increased. Since then, images of the Earth have gained prominence and also and especially because of the environmental movement. Images of Earth were, for example, used on the covers of Whole Earth catalog from the counterculture, we also heard, and for Earth Day. The image of the Blue Planet was also used by many other organizations, companies, as well as NGOs. In doing so, it was graphically adapted to their needs. Today, these images seem to have been so widely used, but still many marketing strategists see them as the best way of reaching their aims. Now, I would like to come back to my hypothesis that Earth pictures are showing different modes of power. In my examples, I spotted the power over distances and complexity, the management of knowledge and material streams, and the disciplinary and or self-disciplinary of individuals. The first mode of power I want to elaborate is controlling distances and complexity using examples of conquering, traveling, and banking. Each spaceflight mission of American NASA has its own individual logo. The crew of Apollo 11 has chosen to depict the name and counting of their mission and the heraldic animal of the United States, a bald eagle. The raptor, holding an olive branch in its claws, approaches for landing on the moon. In the background, you can see parts of Earth hovering in the dark outer space. This mission was the first one to be determined to enter the moon. You can read the aim of the spaceflight out of the logo. On most emblems, you can find the names of the astronauts flying with the spaceship. On this one, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins decided against writing their names on it. In doing so, they wanted to highlight the fact that space travel is a common effort. The detailed depicted hostile surface of the moon reminds of the Earthrise picture too. Finally, the olive branch shows the peaceful intention of this mission, which should be regarded as a successful effort of mankind and not only of the US nation. Last but not least, the olive branch is not only held by the eagle on the logo. The two men who entered the moon, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, also left a golden copy of this universal sign of peace on the surface of the moon. And I think it's also interesting that you see the Earth rising, but it's not the correct horizon. Not only astronauts are conquering unknown spaces. Common people like you and I also have the opportunity to discover foreign landscapes. You can go on your own or you can engage a travel agency. In Darmstadt, my hometown, you can find a tourist office called Tom's Flugreisen. Last year's New Year's card depicted an Earth showing mostly the northern and central part of the American continent. On the surface of the planet, red-tinted symbols illustrate places of interest from all over the world. For example, the Greek Acropolis, the American Statue of Liberty, the Indian Taj Mahal, the Australian Sydney Opera House, or an Egyptian pyramid represent the five continents. Above all, yes, and the two, I could use the, yes, that's my fault. Yes, above all, a stylized bird is flying in the blue sky, which is illuminated by fireworks. The fireworks and the written salutation Alles Gute fürs neue Jahr herald the new year. The globe and the depicted places of interest let you dream about possible travel destinations. And the bird reminds you that you can reach even the most distant places by plane. To make sure you will get to your preferred destination at your favorite date, you can engage the help of Tom's but pretends to be an expert in organizing trips and booking flights all over the world. The trips you have booked need to be paid for. Most of you would pay via money transfer from your current account, which is administered by a bank. One possibility is the German GLS Bank. The letters GLS stand for Common Bank for Lending and Donation. Their advertisement depicts a flourishing green sphere with a river meandering through grassland and fields. On the surface of the globe covered various animals and people of different ages. Besides vegetables, fruits, and trees, diverse constructions are located, like houses and a barn, windmills and solar panels, musical instruments or a bench, a bridge, as well as a learning and a playing ground. The middle of the illustration depicts a cash card. The slogan of the Co-op Bank reminds you, by opening a bank account at GLS, you also decide to save the world. And the drawing gives you a hint how you can realize this effort. In supporting projects like alimentation, education, social caring, alternative habitation, or renewable energy, you contribute to a better world. This illustration pictures even more. It draws a vision of living together in wooden houses in a flourishing landscape and in accordance with nature. Windmills and solar panels provide environmental friendly energy. Benches, bridges, and common spaces allow to meet each other, and teaching materials enable people to think and act humanly. What do I mean by power over distances and complexity, as shown in the three examples? The power over distance means distance in two ways. In one way, it means overcome the distance between two real objects, like two celestial bodies, or between home and a place of interest. It means creating the future too, by envisioning it. In doing so, all three examples reduce complexity. On the NASA logo, you can find only nature. On a first glance, nothing particular reminds you of the scientific and technical effort of leaving Earth and reaching another celestial body. Only by analyzing the components, acting as allegories, you can tell a story about American astronautics, Cold War, and the space race. TOMS let you believe that planning a journey is to think about the destination. This is correct for the space flight too. And like the NASA emblem, the New Year's card does not mention the technical and organizational part. In a similar way, GLS also does not mention the effort of saving, spending, and administration of money, and especially of caring for others and nature, and therefore saving the world. The bank reduces social complexity by regulating floating money. All three examples let you believe, too, that you have the power to shape your life, your surrounding, and the future of you, other people, and nature. Management of streams such as knowledge or matter can be seen as a second mode of power depicted in Earth's pictures. I will show you this mode of power by using examples from a university, recycling, and packaging. A huge painting on the entrance wall of Fatih University in Istanbul, Turkey, depicts a gloomy earth. The oceans are drawn in a wide, never-ending pattern. The blue-tinted continents are held together by a tree stem and branches. The skyline of Istanbul surrounds the globe. The stem is based on a chessboard. The silhouettes of white and black chess figures on the chessboard are about to fall over. A well-dressed girl holding a labyrinth stands on an archive box. The child is watching the scenery while silhouettes of white doves are flying above her. The ocean with a never-ending pattern reminds you of the ocean of knowledge and the famous saying that mankind only knows a drop of it. The tree, made out of continents, symbolizes the community of people and the doves guarantee that the peace on the one world to share. The flourishing tree, growing out of the chess game, the mother of all games and the game of emperors, reminds you that you need knowledge and need to be smart to win over your opponent, who should be treated as such, not as an enemy. The child standing on the storage box symbolizes the archived knowledge of former times and that you have to understand the past to learn for the future. This you should already begin at a young age, and it doesn't matter if you are a girl or a boy. The silhouette of Istanbul gives you a hint that a good place to start studying is at one of the globe's greatest intersections, the metropole that spans continents, which is a melting pot for people from different cultures and therefore for creative knowledge. For sure, in such cities of millions of inhabitants, you need solutions for handling waste. An effective way of depositing of your waste is recycling. One of the companies offering recycling solution is ICO, which stands for I Collect. In cooperation with Reno, one of Europe's biggest retailers for shoes, it collects old shoes and reuses them as insulation material or paper. In order to inform the customers about their business, the companies disperse flyers. On the right side of these flyers, one can see three quarters of a satellite picture of Earth cutting off outer space in the background. The globe is covered with a green info box showing the emblem of ICO. On the left side, text informs you how to proceed to help ICO recycle. On the bottom, you can find the brand of Reno. The text shows you in different ways that collecting old shoes is a win-win situation for yourself and the environment. You get rid of your destroyed shoes. In return, you get a voucher worth 50 cents for every pair of shoes you trade in. The voucher must then be used to buy new shoes. The companies thus claim that by saving money for yourself, you can save the earth. The globe on their promotional material looks like we know it from the former NASA photographs, just without hostile outer space. Maybe they want to focus on Earth and its resources. Earth is covered with a green box which gives you more information about ICO and its mission of installing a worldwide recycling industry. The Earth covering info box can be seen as a caring about the planet. The footprint made out of leaves further increases the notion of an ecological way of handling resources and in doing so, reducing your own ecological footprint. Reducing the consumption of carbon dioxide and saving resources are also aims of Lovechok, a small Dutch company founded in 2007 that offers organic fair trade chocolate. Using a brown-tinted earth picture, the company informs the consumers about the environmental-friendly package of its products. Earth is depicted as a globe within a device that is capable of spinning it. Instead of oceans and continents, a grid encompasses the globe. A heart is at the center of the sphere. The drawing is accompanied by text which informs the customers in two languages about the special features of the chocolate covering foil. These features are highlighted by the arrangement and combination of text and earth image. The foil is made out of compostable material. It is literally foil for the earth, which can be put into the compost like its so-called vegetable friends. The company emphasizes the distinction between food and package. The foil is meant to be equal to the skin of fruits or vegetables. This epitomizes the pinnacle of the hybridity of human nature and techniques, a new life cycle for a sustainable world. The idea is depicted in the earth image. It shows the world spanning production circle and the possibility of tasting food from abroad. But it is more than that. Earth has a heart. This means both. We love our Earth, but Mother Earth loves us too and feeds us We are a hybrid community composed of humans and nature. One is left, but it's the one from GLS. It's the one from Fatih University. What does that mode of power, the management of knowledge and of streams of matter, signify? Knowledge in itself is a form of power, and the dissemination of knowledge too. The wall painting of Fatih University shows this impressively. Knowledge of the ancients is hidden in a box, and a little girl stands on the heritage of our ancestors. It means we don't have to start with nothing. All we need to know is in which way to gain access and how to profit from knowledge. By hiding knowledge, you can exclude people from everyday life and from personal development too. To be aware of the regulation of material streams is a kind of knowledge too. In having this knowledge, you have the power over resources and production circles. This interplay of providing and refusing is also crucial in regulating streams of matter, for example, the recycling of waste. Consumers can collect resources or not, but the most powerful players are the recycling companies. With a footprint made out of leaves, ICO reminds you on the circle of life and your own consumption of resources. If you follow the company's calling on the flyer, it leads you to their web presence. Its aim is to create a sustainable consumption with the help of a worldwide recycling system, which gets locally rentable at 500 tons of collected resources per day. LoveJog aims to sustainability too, but in the food sector. To gain an overview over its production process from the origin of the components over the manufacturing to the packaging, consumers of LoveJog chocolate can browse the internet like spinning the globe. The question of having a choice about using resources or eating and drinking is also about knowledge. If you know where to get information, you can choose in a profound way if you want this kind of sustainability or not. This leads me to the third and last, in a way culminating mode of power I would like to present, the power over men as groups or individuals. On airports, for instance, Earth images are used as pictograms to direct the passenger volume. Because I have been on a field trip to Turkey, I will show you the example of the departure area at the Istanbul Atatürk Airport. As in most airports, once you have made your way through security, you are then faced with border control, where you have to queue in one or two lines who are signposted with two very similar, yet slightly different images. The difference is the Turkish flag that indicates the line for Turkish citizens on the one sign and a stylized globe, meaning rest of the world on the other. The signs are a part of a sophisticated system made out of corridors, balustrades, and checkpoints to guide and control the passenger volume of the airport. The arrangement serves to discipline a mass of people. If you want to reach your destination, you have no choice but to follow the path that is laid out to you by this system. Otherwise, you can't leave the country. Within this guiding system, the flag and the earth have an important role. They sort people according to their citizenship and remind us that without citizenship, you are excluded from flying. In the logic of an airport, stateless people don't exist. They have no pictogram. Caring for the health of people, regardless of their legal status, whether they are stateless or citizens of a country, is the aim of the company Earthrise. The company was founded in the 1970s in the desert of California to grow algae as a so-called world food resource to provide proteins, vitamins, and minerals. In its mission statement is composed of text referring to NASA's Apollo mission and a picture showing parts of Earth. About three-quarters of the illustration is covered by one-quarter of the planet. Sun is rising behind parts of a detailed depicted relief like American continent. The company refers to the Earthrise image as a so-called powerful image, which encouraged people to rediscover the so-called miracle of our living planet as the origin of life and healthiness. In choosing for their logo both term and picture, the company expresses the impact of the Earthrise picture had on the company. This influence depicts the illustration too. It is not just the whole Earth, but especially inventing California that is awaking, laying in the shade and awaiting the sunrise. As the company remarks, in understanding its mission, you can discipline yourself, and by eating more algae instead of ordinary food, you save the Earth in three ways. You contribute to your own health because of the algae's life-enhancing effects. You preserve resources because algae are growing in non-fertile soil. And in supporting the company by buying its products, Earthrise can donate algae to, for example, malnourished people. So, what about the power to disciplinary groups or individuals? Michel Foucault has described discipline in a modern world as individuals having to bring themselves into service to the capitalistic system. Economic output is reached best in being productive and by complying. The power of discipline can be used to reach this aim. Examples I have given to stress this point were the channeling system at the airport as well as the algae company. At the airport, Earth as one of the most inclusive icons of imagining to be part of the community turns into one of the hardest exclusion mechanisms you can imagine. At an airport, stateless people can't claim to be because they don't own any citizenship, and on our planet, we don't have the status citizens of the world. Without a home nation, you are excluded in a way you don't exist. The food company uses the power of disciplinary the other way around. It calls on our honor by claiming that everybody has the right to exist because Earth is home for all people and the resources should be sufficient for everybody. The solution Earthrise offers is to discipline yourself and eat algae. And here, the circle of one world to share and one world only is closed. A recent NASA project of cultivating algae claims to offer a solution to many global problems and dangers, such as not having enough energy, food, or water. For them, a new stage of development is reached. The algae is disciplined. Thank you for your attention.